Good morning, everyone.
Good afternoon.
We are celebrating the 31st Sunday in Ordinary Time with our Pastor Father Ramon Valera as presider.
Good afternoon. We welcome you in a very special way. We gather this very day to remember our loved ones who have passed from this life into the kingdom of God. We do not celebrate death, but we celebrate life. And that is the reason why Jesus rose from the grave, to remind us that in baptism we die with Christ so that we may also rise with him. Together with us, we are not the only one celebrating today, but the whole mystical body of Christ. The church triumphant, the church suffering, and the church militant. We welcome in a very special way our families who are here to remember their loved ones, who are also our loved ones, because we are all members of the mystical body of Christ. So we begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you. As we gather to remember and once again be reminded how good God the Lord is to all of us, we pause for a moment that we may be worthy to celebrate the sacred mysteries. Let us pray. Be favorable, Lord, to your servants, whom you have washed clean in the faith of rebirth, and bring them in the happiness of heavenly life. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. On this special occasion of remembering our loved ones, the gospel is taken from not the gospel today, but the fifth chapter of St. Matthew, verses 1 to 12.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
What a great day for all of us to be gathered here this afternoon to remember our loved ones. Think for a moment with me. If a human being was not endowed with memory, what kind of world would be living in? It would not be interesting. Because if we didn't have memory, when someone dies, we altogether forget about it. There are no more celebrations of anniversaries, death anniversaries. They will not continue any more counting. There's some people who continue counting their birthdays. Just the other day, somebody said to me, it is his 151st birthday. I said, what? They started continuing the number of years. But brothers and sisters, we are endowed with memory. And memory brings a lot of joy to all of us. Because our life, whether we like it or not, it is influenced with the people we have lived with. People who have gone ahead of us. People who are living with us. And people soon to be born. That's the beauty of human life. And even more beautiful is that human life doesn't end in this world. It is fulfilled when we go back to God. That's why we chose the Beatitudes, the fifth chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, where it reminds us, blessed, the first one there is, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. And if you were listening very carefully, the second part of every beatitude speaks about, for you will be children of God, for you will see God, for you will be in the kingdom of God. So brothers and sisters, human life doesn't end in death, but it continues on to be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. That's the reason why we celebrate a funeral, remind us that Christ died for all of us so that he could defeat death and bring true life to all of us. It was Jesus who said in John chapter 14, verse 6, he says, I am the way, I am the truth, I am life. Perhaps you chose this in the funeral of your loved ones. Because for every funeral I say, 98% they choose John 14, 1 to 6. The all-time favorite. And it's beautiful because it reminds us about Jesus. Jesus leading us the way from death to life. So that we do not remain in death, even though we bring the body to the cemetery and we go home with our loved ones interred into the ground. We believe that those who have died will rise again. And therefore, that same body, this is the mystery, that same body, whether it is buried or even if it is cremated, one day at the end of time, that same body will rise again. So we are gathered here to celebrate life. And life brings about so much goodness to all of us. And that's why when you celebrated the funeral or you celebrated also the vigil, you had time to celebrate the eulogies. Remember? Some of you would laugh at those things that are being shared. Some of you remember very keenly how your loved ones have lived their lives. That's the beauty of life. There's always a variety. There's always difference. Because that's the beauty of it all. When you look around, you don't see your face. You see the face of another person. That's the beauty of God's creation. He made us different so that different as we are still to be united in His love. Because we are all members of the mystical body of Christ. Christ died that He may conquer death and bring us into life eternal. And that's why I said at the beginning, memory is so good because it reminds us of the goodness that God has given us. But sometimes memory can be bad when we remember the bad things that our fellow man has done to us. We should not use memory for that purpose. We use memory to remember the goodness of God in other people. Do I hear an amen for everyone? Amen. Yes. We don't remember the bad things. We remember the good things. And that's why in this celebration, we will be praying for everyone. And you know what? Even in that song, we will say, we remember the good. We don't remember the bad. I'm not saying there's nothing bad, but we remember the good. Because in the goodness, that's where we find the beauty and love of God. In the charismatic renewal, we are very fond of saying, God is good. And you say, and all the time, there's some people who are in the charismatic renewal, but they are not that strong enough, you know? But brothers and sisters, God is good, and all the time, God is good. Why? Because that's the beauty of what God has given us. So let our memory be how good God is to all of us. Remember your loved ones. You will also see here, where, later on, when we will see some of the pictures, the photographs that will come. You will get a gift if you recognize my mom. I know it's easy because he's the last one. I better just say it to you. And also the mom of Father Greg. But brothers and sisters, this is what we celebrate. And I mentioned to you the mystical body of Christ. It cannot be better than that. The church triumphant. Those who have already been triumphant, victorious, and now celebrating face to face with God. The church militant, you and me, still continuing to live our lives just like in the Beatitudes. And the church suffering, those who continue that we pray for them, that one day they may be cleansed. And brothers and sisters, I bring you to the last line of the gospel reading. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. Amen. Let us pray. Having been renewed with your bountiful sacrament, O Lord, we humbly ask your mercy that your departed servants, whom we remember, obtaining through this gift pardon for sins, may be helped with the grace and power in your kingdom, there to praise you for eternity, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless us, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. The Mass is ended. Go in the peace of Christ.
Thanks be to God.